A very good morning. In behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Hei, Baba Basra 135a, pagination is 269. We're going to start, though, on the previous Amud Aleph, so that we get the Mishnah and we get our bearings here. The Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, pagination 267, tells us, four lines from the bottom, Ha'omer ze b'ni ne'eman. A person says that this is my son, he is believed. Skip a line into the Gemara, ze b'ni ne'eman l'may hilchasa, regarding what halacha, what are the ramifications of the person saying, this is my son. And the Gemara explains, Am Rav Yehuda Mashmuel liyarsho, firstly for inheritance purposes, this child shall be considered his son and will inherit. V'lifter es ishto min hayibum, and to absolve his wife from the requirements of yibum or chalitza with the living brother, meaning if there are no other known children to this man and the man identifies this person as his child, then when he dies, his wife will not have to go to the living brother of her husband and try to do yibum or chalitza, because her deceased husband during his lifetime declared that he has a son. Turning over the page, on the fifth line, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the statement was said, Mipnei ma amru ze b'ni ne'eman, why is it that a person who says, this is my child, is believed as far as yibum requirements go, and his wife is no longer bound in yibum because this child is considered his child, and therefore he did not die without children? Why is that true, that this child is believed to be his? Ho'il u'ba'al sha'omar girashti es ishti ne'eman. The reason is, because if a man would say, I divorced my wife, he would be believed. Now, we need to know if that's true, but that's the statement. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Marei de Avraham, a little bit like, oh my God, but it's said without using Hashem's name, the master of Avraham. Tali Tanya b'delo Tanya. You're skipping a step in logic over here. You're saying it backwards. Eli itmar hachi itmar. If you want to make that statement, you have to realize there's a step there that you missed. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel pnima amru ze b'ni ne'eman. Why is it that you're believed to say that this is my son? It's ho'el uviyado legarsha, since you could be megarish her now. In other words, you said the reason you're believed to say that it's your son and absolve her from yibum is a migu, because you're allowed to say, I previously divorced her. Why are you allowed to say that you previously divorced her? It's because you could divorce her now. So let's not skip that important step of logic and say the reason you're believed to say it is your son is because you could divorce her if you chose at this time and absolved her from yibum in that way. Therefore, malo l'shaker, why do you think he's lying? And we accept his claim that it is his son because he could achieve the same results in a different way by giving her a get. Now, this middle step that was just introduced is very, very critical. And we'll see that this is going to be the subject of a machlokes as we enter today's daf. And the reason it's so critical is because what would happen if you had to have a case that he's not able to be Megarish at this time, and he doesn't have a Migu, and the only way to absolve his wife of Yibum is to claim that he has a child. What we just established is that the only reason he's believed to say he has a child that we didn't know about until now, and he's only saying it now when it's very meaningful to him, is because he could divorce her. What happens if he couldn't divorce her? For example, it's his last breath. He doesn't have time for them to write up a get and divorce her. Would he still be believed? Well, if the logic is I could have divorced her, in this case he couldn't, and therefore he would not be believed. Going back to the original statement, if he would be allowed to say, I divorced her already, and no action be required, then even with seconds to go, it's equal to him to say, I divorced her, or I have a child. But the reason that I divorced her, past tense, would work is only because he's able to divorce her now. And divorce her now is not within his capabilities in every case. And if it's not within his capabilities, his believability would be compromised. Amar Rav Yosef said, Hashta da Amris, now that you said Amrinan Hoil, that you could use this reasoning, Baal Sha'amar Girashti Asishti Neman Ha'olav Yada Legarsha. A husband who says, I divorced my wife, let's go back to that case, he's believed because he could do it now. However, the Gemara quotes an opposing view. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Sha'amar Girashti Asishti Eino Neman. A man says, I divorced my wife previously, he's not believed. How do you resolve these two statements? One approach is, they seemingly argue, or contradictory, so one approach is, lokasha kan lamafreya kan lahaba. One statement that is not believed is retroactive, to go date back to the time that he claims he gave the get, that you cannot do. But moving forward, the approach is, you would believe him, because he could just as well give a get now. This is not going to be the final resolution to this contradiction. We're going to see on today's daf that the position of Abaye is that it's an argument, and it's two different views, and that a person to say that he divorced his wife in the past is actually not necessarily believed, because there's something working against him, namely, when he divorced his wife, there should be a call, there should be a voice in town saying that such a thing occurred. And the fact that no one seems to know that he divorced his wife is very odd. It's not quite edus against him, it's not testimony against him, could be he did it privately, with just two edim, very privately, but it's odd. And therefore, to use it as a migu, to claim I previously divorced my wife, is not something that we accept definitively in halacha. If it's biyado legarsha now, if he could go ahead and divorce her now, so we'll discuss it now. But if he wants to claim that he did it previously, that's something that to a certain degree is suspect. Let's move on to today's daf, Kuf Lamed Hei Yomad Aleph. Hahuva Davako Shochiv, there was a man who was dying. Ramifications of that is that he's not able to give a get now. What's capable within his capabilities is to either claim that he has a son, or to claim, I could just as well give her a get now, so believe me that I have a son or something like that. Amrulay, they asked him, Itzei Leman, your wife, what's going to be with her? To who can she get married? And they were basically wondering, does he have children? Because we know he has brothers, Rashbam says. Amaluhu, the man answered, Chazi lekana rabba. What are you talking about? She's permitted to get married even to the Kohen Gadol. So the Mefarshim say she can't marry the Kohen Gadol regardless. The Kohen Gadol is prohibited even to an almana, certainly to a grusha, whatever he meant, but he meant that he has a child and she's not restricted. Amar Rava, the initial reaction was, my nechushla, what's the problem? If a man says that I divorced my wife, he's believed. That was the original statement. And therefore, basically, by saying that he has a son, he could be believed with a migu that he could have just as well said, I divorced my wife and everything's good. We believe him and she does not have to deal with the living brother. Amalei Abaya said, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef from Rav Yechanan. There was a different statement made from Rav Yechanan that said, Baal Shama Girashti Asishti Eino Neemon, that a husband says, in the past I divorced my wife, he's not believed. And as we mentioned a moment ago, these two seem to be contradictory. Amalei, so they answered Abaya, V'lav Milo Shanin, who didn't we answer that already? Kan Lamafreya, Kan Lahabo. We do not allow him to work retroactively from the date that he claims the get was given, but we do allow him to work moving forward from the current time when he could have given a get. And moving forward, he'll be believed. Said Abaye, v'ashinuyi nekem v'lismoch. Really, you're going to rely on that answer? It could be that they're truly arguing. You have a contradiction. It's very nice to resolve it by saying it's two different cases, but it's also the possibility that they argue. And as Rashbam explains, there's a fundamental problem that's troubling us here, which is that the claim, I divorced her in the past, is weak, because no one seems to know about this, and that's a pretty significant act, typically done in a bezdin, and people would know about it. Amalei Rava le Rav Nosson bar Ami chushla. And so Rava told Rav Nosson bar Ami, you have to be choshesh, you have to be concerned in both directions. Maybe she is divorced if he claims that, but maybe she's not divorced because his claim is a little bit weak, and therefore all the eventualities, if she reached out and accepted kiddushin from somebody, she would have to get a get from that person, but we're still worried that maybe she's married to the first husband and therefore locked in to do yibum or chalitza, etc. Again, if a person is in a position that they're capable of giving a get at this time, then they have a very valid migu. There's no voice that there's a gerushin, because there was no gerushin. He's claiming, I could give a get now. And that's described in Evan Ezer Kufnun Vav Vav. But if a person on his deathbed, not in a position to give a get at this time, claims whatever he claims and wants a migu that I gave a get previously, so that is described in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Kufnun Beis Aleph. That's not so simple, because there is something odd about the claim that no one seems to know that he gave a get to his wife. The Mefarshim say, even if he claims that it was done in a different city, there still should be some knowledge about such an event. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.